UW-LaCrosse and UW-Platteville are the latest schools in the UW system to allow officers to begin carrying weapons. UW-LaCrosse Chancellor Doug Hostick gave permission to arm 8 full-time and 4 part-time officers this week. It follows a similar decision made at Platteville last week. A UW-LaCrosse Weapons Task Force studied the issue for several months. University forums and surveys provided no clear-cut public opinion, but Hostad says despite the uncertainty, he's comfortable with his decision.
If you take a look at our 9,100 students and add them to our 1,200 faculty and staff, we are the third largest city in the region. And I think if you look at it that way, it makes a lot of sense that people that are there to protect that community are indeed armed and prepared.
UW-LaCrosse Protective Services Chief Scott Rohde says officers are already trained in other defense and arrest tactics and carry tools like handcuffs and pepper spray.
What had not been in place was the upper level of the use of force continuum, which was deadly force. We now need to build that in. And so there'll be a lot of training, a lot of practice, and certainly policy development to give officers guidance. And again, we have all the confidence that they will be able to do that.
No date has been set for when officers at the two universities will start carrying weapons. All UW campuses with police-trained officers are now believed to be allowed to carry guns. Some campuses with security guards don't carry weapons. John Davis, Wisconsin Public Radio.